Scott, you're back at Hyde United. What's the background to that?
Gary and Boots are back. Spoke to them after finished the season with Stockport, and obviously we all got released. Spoke to them. It was a no-brainer. Come back and play the football I want to be playing. And obviously, I've got a lot of respect for what Gary and Boots do, and I think hopefully I can come back and start thriving how I was when I first joined.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you first joined 4 years ago, that title season, you were the scoring sensation. Do you think you can recreate those days?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's one of them. We was in a good team then. Like, you're going to score more goals when you're in a good team. I've not really played for a good team since, like, so that's why maybe I've not scored as many. But to be fair, I've still consistently scored. I've been in double figures for the last, like, the 3 years after. So I've not done bad. It's just I've not done as well as I'd like to have.
I mean, you left Hyde, I think it was during the conference season. Did the confidence just leach out of the side then? Can you put your finger on what was going wrong?
We just weren't good. Like, we weren't good. We had no confidence. We didn't really have an identity. We didn't have a style of play. Like, it just didn't go. Nothing went well for us. Like, I wouldn't say it was anybody's particular fault, but just nothing was going right for us, and we didn't have the character or the ability to get ourselves out of it. I mean, once like players like Jevons and that left, we just didn't have anything left.
Well, looking at the squad tonight, and I've said this to everyone I've spoken to, even though we're, you know, right at the start of pre-season, there seems to be a real spirit. Everybody seems up for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks like, I mean, I know some of the lads I know. I don't know, like, I'm getting to know the others. But yeah, the lads seem lively. I mean, that's part of what Gary and Boots bring to the dressing room. They want it to be lively. They want everybody to be up for it. And if you're not lively and you're not up for it, they'll show you the door. They don't make idle threats. Like, if you're not like willing to fight for the cause and like fight with your teammates, they'll show you the door. And I think that's what's good about the Gaffer and Boots is you get what you see. Like, if they say they're going to do something, they do it, and you have to go by their rules and do what they want, or you're out.
Have you played at Northern Premier League level before?
I haven't, no. No, this will be my first time.
So what do you make of it? I keep asking people if they expect it'll be a bit harder, a bit less silky than the game at conference level.
Again, it's what you make of it. I mean, if you're playing football, you should be able to play football, even if you're there not trying to play football against you. It's one of them. We have a style what we want to play here at Hyde, and I don't really think it'll make much difference what league you're in. I think we'll still try and play to the same way we want to do.
I take it if you play up front like you, you've got to be prepared to sort of mix it with defenders a bit. They're never going to treat you with kid gloves, are they?
Ah, yeah, exactly. That's part and parcel of playing up top. But again, like, that's what your teammates are for. If they're going to play it in the air for the defenders to come through and whack you, and that's where you're not going to have much chance. But I mean, if they're playing it right, you'll get chances, and you'll get time on the ball.
Are you like the others? Are you expecting a promotion push? Are you confident?
I mean, I've said this a few times, and I genuinely believe that there's no point playing unless you wanna win and you wanna achieve. And I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's not even realistically, it's not even pre-season yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we're back early, but I mean, I don't know. Like, there's something about Hyde and the Gaffer and Boots, a little twinkling. Few like Pearson's back, you know, just a little bit of feeling that maybe we can do something. But I mean, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. We're still going to have a very, very small budget and things like that. But I mean, you never know. There's something about these two. I mean, you look what they did with Hyde the back end of last season. Like,
yeah,
you look what they can do. So I mean, they've got a full year this year. So I'm really, really excited to play and to see what we can do.
Great, cheers.